This morning's epistle reading and this morning's gospel passage are united by one single theme, and that is about miracles. They talk about miracles that took place not only during the lifetime of Christ himself, but of course immediately following him. And the miracles that were worked through the grace which he poured into his apostles, whether it was Peter or Paul or any of the others, but also the miracles which survive and come to us each and every day in our lives as human beings. Of course, during the time of Christ, when he preached and when he lived, he often told the individual, the person who was the recipient of the miracle, "Your faith has made you well. Because of your faith, you were cured." We're told that if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can say to the mountain to move, and it moves. And yet our day and our times seem to be so void of miracles. And yet, in reality, our days and our times are not void of miracles at all. And I chose to come out now to preach instead of at the end, because Father said it might be good for the children to hear your words and your sermon. And it is indeed so, because children themselves, babies, an individual, and life itself is a miracle. Sometimes we think that miracles have to happen, that the eyes of the blind have to be opened, or the lame once again have to walk. But miracles occur in much simpler ways and forms. They come in ways which we often don't understand and we don't comprehend. A miracle comes in the smile of a child. A miracle comes in the individual who helps change our lives. A miracle comes when we wake up in the morning and we see the sun and we're granted a new day. A miracle happens every time a child is baptized and every time two people are married in the church. A miracle happens on the altar table every time we celebrate the Eucharist. And we're, it seems, so weak in our faith, or we're expecting so much, we don't comprehend. We don't see, we don't understand the real miracles that are happening each and every moment all around us. Miracles happen when new people enter our lives and they bring us joy and happiness. Miracles happen when we assist the poor and the needy, and we help give them hope. Miracles happen, and we just don't comprehend them. Many years ago, and probably the older generation might remember someone by the name of Dale Evans. She was married to Roy Rogers. And while they may have been country western singers and movie stars, there is another thing that happened in their lives which was much more meaningful and important. It seems that into their lives came a special child, a child which suffered with which probably was Down syndrome. And in time, Dale Evans would write a book called Angel Unaware, because that innocent child whom she learned would be her angel in this life and in this world helped change her life and how she saw things. It doesn't take Christ to walk across the waters. It takes him only to enter our hearts. It doesn't require that he open the eyes so that we can see the eyes of the body. It only requires that we should open the eyes of our soul, and that we should open the ears so that we might hear his message. It only requires simple things so that we might see the miracles and the beauty of life, especially in the faces and in the smiles and in the eyes of children. Someone once asked me, "Do you ever regret becoming a priest?" And I said, "Every day." I said, "But as soon as I see a child smile, I know I made the right decision. As soon as I see you smile like you just did, I know I did the right thing." Because priests try to convey that message of Christ. That message which is a miracle in this world, in a world filled with sorrow and difficulties and challenges. We try to give that message of hope, the message of the resurrection, which is probably the greatest miracle of all times. On this beautiful, sunny Sunday morning, I ask you to open your hearts once again and to let those rays of sunshine come in and let God's grace strengthen you. And as you leave the church today, look at the world in a different way. See the glass not half empty, but see it being filled. Look at life not with misery and suffering, but look at life with joy and the ability to share and to have fun. Look at life as if it's a dance, for even the prophet David said that you have changed my mourning into dancing. And let those small miracles in life, especially with those which we see and we receive from the children, fill your hearts and your minds and your souls. Let those little miracles help change you. Remember innocence and remember beauty. For those of you who are movie buffs, perhaps at some point you saw the movie by Franco Zeffirelli called Brother Sun, Sister Moon. It's a story about Francis of Assisi. And toward the end of the movie, Francis is before the Pope and they enter into a dialogue. And after Francis leaves, the Pope, very moved and touched by this innocent man, says something very profound. He says, "We've too often thought about and pondered and considered original sin, that we have forgotten about original innocence." In the children, there is still that miracle of original innocence. There is that beauty, and we need to capture it once again. Each of us as individuals, but also as a society and as a community and as a world. And when we capture that innocence and we live it, then the world is filled with miracles and with joy. Every human being, every life, every moment in time is a miracle of God. And I do pray that his miracles will fill your lives and as an inspiration for this community and you as people, I pray that the relics of the saints will also strengthen you. For through them, miracles also enter our lives. And may their miracles bring you closer to Christ and strengthen you in your daily struggles. May their relics bring grace into this community and peace of heart and mind, so that the glory and the beauty of God's resurrection may be preached throughout the world, so that all people will be saved and come to the knowledge of his truth. Amen.